Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm very excited about having our good buddy Gary Moore back on the show. Gary is the author of Faithful Finances 101, among other books. He's also a disciple of Sir John Templeton, and I think he probably still considers himself to be one. He's spent many years toiling the plowing the North 40 up there on Wall Street. Now he's plowing the South 40 in his own business, and has been now for some time. And he's our good friend Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim, always.
It's good to have you back. Gary, talk to us about your thoughts as an investment advisor, as a professional market watcher, as a professional at the cycles, the regional, national, and even global market cycles. What do you think about what's going on in Japan right now?
Jim, nobody really knows what to think about it yet, but it's very, very serious, obviously. It could be a game changer, as you call it. I think I had been thinking the U.S. stock market could see a continued rally through this year, being the third year of a presidential cycle. The indicators in our market are just beginning to turn. I described it last week. They're not red, but they're a pinkish. They've moved from orange to a pinkish red. And I thought we would have another rally later this summer, and I was going to use it as an opportunity to lighten up a little bit, because I think this economy is anything but out of the woods.
You were going to take a little profits, weren't you?
Yeah, I was going to take some profit. In fact, I did take some profits trading rally in this extended rally recently. So I'm not in bad shape. The only thing I saw yesterday in the market that became very clear to me is I know my solar stocks, for example, had significant rallies, particularly
right.
The Chinese.
Because of the nuclear issue.
Yeah. And the other thing that's going to happen is, I noticed every leading stock on stock exchange yesterday was Japanese concrete company. Mm-hmm. That tells you there's going to be tremendous rebuilding next year.
Yeah, which is going to impact the construction industry here, because they'll be sucking concrete out of the global market.
Yeah,
kind of like China did a few years ago. One of the things, you know, that I think about when I think about Japan, Gary, is Japan is the largest, as a percentage of GDP, Japan is the largest borrower of money in terms of sovereign debt. Japan has been in a 20-year moribund, recession-ridden economy, even though it's only just recently been surpassed as the second largest economy by China. I mean, Japan was not in good shape before this.
Oh, no. I mean, well, the debt thing isn't quite as bad as it sounds, Jim, because Japan's debt is what we call internal. It's borrowed from the Japanese citizens. And what that basically tells you is that Japan had so much going for it for such a tiny island nation. That's the thing you have to remember about Japan. And it's totally unlike China and the United States in that regard. But in essence, the Japanese people had very little place to put their money, so they put it in Japanese bonds and financed the government debt. Mm-hmm. It's now 200% of GDP, where we're only thinking about hitting 100% of GDP.
Right.
But it's internal, so the Japanese get all the interest payments back.
Well, we think 100% of GDP is catastrophic. At least I do, and most people do. And theirs is double that. So, but leaving that alone, I just wanted to make sure that we made that point. What do you think could happen? I mean, I got about a minute. What do you give us your projection for Japan, assuming that the nuclear doesn't get any worse than it is? Because if it gets worse than it is right now, that changes a lot of paradigms.
Oh yes, Yes. But I would say if it's no worse, and I understand Japan was down 10% overnight. I think our futures are down 2%. I could see our market dropping another 1,000 points, Jim, which is not catastrophic. That would be to what we call the 200-day moving average.
Right.
We just broke the 50-day the other day.
Right.
And after a huge move up, as we've had the last couple of years, it would not be unusual to see the market revert to mean and go to the 200-day moving average.
Yeah.
That's what I'd been anticipating with a rally later this summer.
Right.
What could change, what Japan could change, Jim, is we may not get that rally later this summer.
Right. Well, the other
thing. But again, we could, too, as capital flees and comes here for safety.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's helped the dollar a little bit. So it's going
to
be an interesting. Folks, as the Chinese curse taught us millennia ago, the Chinese curse, which is may you live in interesting times. Boy, howdy, do we. 20 till. Right back with Gary Moore. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.